to come again. We have no power of ourselves, but totally depending upon thee, because you got all power in your hand. You can do anything but fail. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know from the Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I... Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, God's still good. Regardless of our circumstances, he's still good. If you're going through some things, always remember, all things working together for good to them that love the Lord and to them who are called according to his purpose. Can't nothing happen except God allow it to happen. Bless his holy name. We still in our series? Hallelujah. Still in our series. God that needs nothing. Number 107. The God that needs nothing. Sometimes I just have to say something about that subject and get some time for folks to think. Think about yourself. What God really need with you? What he really need with you that he cannot do without? You'll come up with nothing. He need us for nothing. I mean need. Not. He can use us, but he doesn't what? Need us. Nothing. That's his holy name. Turn your Bibles to John 1. 1 through 5. And then we'll read the 14th verse of the same chapter. John 1 through 5. And then that 14th verse, if you will. Folks don't talk about Jesus or nothing. Don't talk about salvation or nothing. He said, in the beginning was the Word. Capital W, if you notice, it's a person there. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. Everybody at the beginning. With God. And all things was made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. The dark looked just like the day to him. Hallelujah. And that 14th verse said, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Look at Acts 4 and 12. Acts 4 and 12. Acts 4 and 12 tells us, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We've been dealing with lately how important salvation is, how important Jesus is. We take him lightly. We take what he done lightly. Folks take Jesus lightly because they don't know who he really is and don't know what he really come here for. And we don't deal with salvation and Jesus enough, especially in times like these. And my brothers and sisters, we stopped off on last Sunday telling you the world needs to know who Jesus really is. The world need to know who Jesus really is. The eternal God. He is the eternal God. Everybody said the eternal. He is the eternal God. Let that soak a minute. Capital G. He is the eternal God. Wasn't no beginning with him. Didn't nothing start him off. He always been and always will be. He started everything. Mean it. We take him lightly. We take him lightly. We take him lightly. Paul, how about reading John 17 and 5 real quick for me? John 17 and 5.
And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self.
God Almighty.
With the glory which I had before, which I had with thee before the world was.
Glorify me with the same glory that I had before the world was. So maybe it didn't start him off. Before the world was, there was a Jesus. Before there was a light, there was a Jesus. Before there was a moon and a sun, there was Jesus. So take him lightly. Oh, boy, you get happy when you think about who he is, but we take him a little plain pretty. A little doll. He's no doll. We don't really know how Jesus looked.
No, sir.
God Almighty.
No, sir, Reverend.
If he had come like he is, we could stand and look at it. He started the beginning. And folks don't need to know who Jesus really is. We play with him too much. Play with him. We play with his name too much. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus is man only, everybody say only. Only salvation. Only salvation. We can call every name in this Bible and leave Jesus out, you still ain't got salvation. I'm going to say it again. Many names in here. You can call every name in this Bible and miss Jesus, you still are going to hell. That's how important Jesus is.
Right.
You can't go to heaven without Jesus.
That's right.
But we take him lightly. Especially in these past days. We take him lightly. God Almighty. Everything that God put on this earth is important to mankind and for mankind, because God doesn't need nothing on this earth for him to survive. Nothing. God didn't put nothing on this earth for him to survive. Everything on it has to divide by him. He the one started everything. He the one got everything going. He the one gonna stop everything. We take him lightly. Oh. Take him lightly. No wonder he can walk on water. Water got to obey. No wonder he can tell the wind, hey, shut up. Wind got to obey. No wonder he get two of the fish and five loaves of bread. Bread got to obey him. Fish has got to obey him. But everybody obey God but man. Take him lightly. Got to see how important Jesus is in this world. But the most valuable, everybody said valuable. The most valuable. The most precious. The most expensive thing is his plan for man's salvation. Heart of mine. It is priceless. Everybody say priceless. Watch this. God robbed his own treasure. Paul, there was something there. God robbed his own treasure for man's soul. I say he robbed his own treasure. Boy, some treasure. But Jesus was his main treasure. God Almighty. He gave up his best for man's soul. One soul is important to God. If it wasn't but one body down here with a soul in it, Jesus still would have come down for that one soul. He loved man just that hard.
Alright.
Take him lightly. Paul, read John 3:16. I know that. Read it again, Paul. We know you know it. You can quote a lot of verses, but you know, but you don't know what it says. We know a lot of verses, but we take out what we want to take out. The important one. This verse is so important. It's so important. If he had not come, all of us be on our way to hell.
That's right.
For God so loved the world, he gave on the bad God's son. Take it lightly. Read it, Paul. Take it
lightly. For God so loved the world.
God Almighty.
That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
We take that so lightly. We take that so lightly. We get and read it and look, don't get the good out of it. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. If I don't believe in him, evidently I'm going to perish. What you mean, Reverend Walker? My soul going to hell. If I don't believe what he just said, if I don't believe in Jesus, I'm going to perish. I'm going to be lost. It's just that important. We quote it too fast. Take your time and quote it. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Stop. See what it means here. I'm going to perish. If I fail to believe what God gave us for a man's soul. Bless his holy name. It's just that important. We take it lightly. We take Jesus for a little play put it. Oh, boy. We don't know what Jesus went through with. For you. For me. God Almighty. Paul, look at Matthew 16. 24 through 27. That means you ought to love yourself some Jesus. I said, you ought to love yourself some Jesus. Huh. Read, Paul.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples,
yeah, watch it.
If any man will come after me,
yeah,
let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
If any man. If I don't care who you are, where you come from. If any man, God Almighty, will come behind me or follow me, he got to do something for himself. He got to get rid of himself in a sense of what I want to do, what I want to be. Forget about that and just follow me. And let me mold you into the shape I want you to be for me. You don't know what you want to be yourself, but if you give yourself to me, I'll mold you to what I want you to be. I can't catch up with you. God Almighty. I'm trying to catch you all I can. I got preachers and people, saints telling about me, but you're paying them no attention. I can't catch you. God Almighty.
Thank you.
He got to get rid of his self. Self is a mess. Self will make a fool out of his own self and don't even know it. Jesus got to make self come to his self. To see that he needs me. The soul got to say, I need something better than what you think. I need Jesus. And then, you know what? And then, you know what he said? And then, take up.
Take up.
Ain't gonna put it on your shoulder. You gotta stoop down yourself and get it. Put it on my shoulder. I ain't gonna put nothing on your shoulder. You gotta go down. You gotta want to do it. If you're too big to get on your knees, you can't get it anyway. You gotta get humble enough to go down on your knees and say, Lord, I need you. And then you may catch hell while you're coming up. Take your cross and then start following me. When you follow me, can't nobody harm you. If I'm on your side, can't nobody harm you. I don't care how they did get you from you. You just stay with me. So you got a cross to carry. Any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his own cross and just follow me. If you follow me, I'll fight your battle. That's what folks got to understand. It's a cross to carry. Don't you never think you don't need Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. If you say you don't need Jesus, the devil got your life, and you don't even realize he got your life. We take Jesus too lightly. I said we take him too lightly. We take Jesus on the paper and look pretty. Pretty. You better listen. You better listen. Take him lightly. Salvation ain't cheap, buddy. I said salvation is not cheap. Salvation is not cheap. Did you get through, Paul?
No, sir.
Read on, Paul.
For whosoever will save his life,
oh, boy,
shall lose it.
Shall lose it.
And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
You don't know who you are till you find Jesus. I said, you don't even know who you are until you meet Jesus. You think you did, but when you meet Jesus, he'll change it to that.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if you try to save your own life, you're going to lose your life. But when you give it to me, I said, when you give it to me, when you let me have it, I'll mold you and shake you into what I want you to be. But you got to give it to me. I ain't going to take it. You got to what? Give it to me. God ain't begging nobody to go to heaven. If you don't want to go, that's your business. But if you give your life to me, you'll find your life. You're fine. But you got to give it to him. Let me know. Whosoever will, let him come. Everybody go to hell and go because they want to go. We take Jesus and his salvation too lightly.
Amen.
Read on, Paul.
For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Oh, you got the whole world. I know you're a big shot. You got the whole world. You got your leg crawled. Pop your fingers, sir, to come wait on you. You got all the gold you want. All the silver you want. Folk bow down to you. But after all of that, God Almighty, what about you? Your soul is you. Not your body, but your soul is you. What about that soul? After you get the whole world, what you gonna do with it? Huh? What you gonna do with the whole world? Gain the whole world and then what? How do you lose your soul and got the whole world? You got everything you want? What else you looking for? This outside got everything they want. But the inside looking for another house. Your soul didn't come from here. Your soul comes from heaven. And your soul, if it don't never get saved, it's going to hell. It's just that simple. You lose your own what? Soul. You got everything now, I'm going to go to hell. Folk, you pop your finger, folk come to you, you got folk waiting on you, you got everything you need, you can't even face you or wash your face because somebody had to wait on you. Now you're dead. Where are you going now? They were blind folks. That soul has to leave out of this house. This is a earthly house. And when God called the soul out of the earthly house, it got to go somewhere. That means we take the dirt and put it back where it comes from, in the dirt. But the soul left. That means the soul, the body fell because the soul left out of it. We don't know what to do with it. You ain't going to keep it in your house. Ain't that right? Come in nothing but what?
Dirt.
You put dirt with what?
Dirt.
You don't keep this in the living room. Oh, Lord, don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. It's just, if you love folks just that hard, then, well, you're going to keep the castle. I'm going to keep him in this house. That's all to it. Well, he's going to start a spanking. It ain't nothing but dirt, meat, dirt, dirt, meat. It's going to rot and worms going to get in it. Why don't you keep it? The soul ain't there. Ain't nobody in there living. Oh, my. Lose your own after having everything in this world. Big shot, big time, old TV, everything. Ain't down in nothing. But sometimes you see my point. Everybody know you. They bow down to you, but now you're dead. Pop your finger, folk move. But now you're dead. You think it's over, but it just started. When you die, you think it's over, but you just been to live somewhere forever. I know it. Heart of mine. Read on, Paul.
For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father.
Heart God Almighty.
With his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works.
Watch this now. Watch this. What you've done for Jesus while you was here? The body is in the grave.
Yes,
see, you think the devil, deceitful, think that's all wrong. You somewhere else got to bring the body in the grave. But one day, the soul got to come together. All the souls that went to hell got to come out of hell. And guess what, y'all? All of them got to bow to Jesus. And he's going to judge every one of the souls. Now, it ain't going to heaven. Now, going to heaven is over. But he's going to judge you according to how you've done on this earth. We've got some low-down folks on this earth. We've got some folks that do anything on this earth. But what's going to happen? I'm going to judge you according to your own work. If you were low down, I got a better place for you than the other folks. But ain't nobody be down there playing dominoes and things like that now. No, no. It's running day and night. Ain't no rest. Ain't no relaxing nowhere. But God got a worse place for those who've done worse things.
All right. Yeah.
But ain't nobody up there down in hell relaxing. With your leg crossed. Give me some tea. Give me some water. Ain't nothing like that. Ain't nobody down there fanning you.
Right.
Everybody restless. Soul burning. All day long burning. Some body. You can't rest nowhere. But somebody going to be worse than dead in hell. I'm going to judge you according to your what? What? We've got some low-down folks. I'm going to judge you for what you've done. We take church something to play with. We take salvation too lightly. We take Jesus too lightly. Preach, Walker. Watch this now. My brothers and sisters, Jesus, you but listen to that, man. Jesus is so important for man's soul. But the devil trying to keep man blind in the dark of why he needs Jesus. The devil keep your mind blank. You think you own your own, the devil directing you every day of your life. If Jesus not directing you, the devil directing you. I promise you, one of them directing you every second of your life. You think it's yourself doing it. If God not directing you, the devil directing you. But the devil fooled up. This is how you feel. This is how it is. This is how the devil talk to you. And when you ain't going by this, God not talking to you up enough. This is how you keep so blind from not getting saved. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, the devil wants you to be ignorant of the plan of salvation. And my brother and sister, Jesus is the truth. Everybody said truth. Jesus is the truth. Truth is a person. Everybody said person. God sent truth here to show and to tell us the truth. He sent truth here to show us and tell us the truth. Truth cannot be destroyed. I said, truth cannot be destroyed. God went out of his way to save man's soul. And the devil goes out of his way to destroy souls. He hates mankind. I said, he hates mankind. The devil can't stand man because he said God cheated him. He gave man something better than he gave me. God Almighty. And I'm jealous of Jesus. I'm jealous of God. So the devil trying to do everything he can to keep man out of heaven. And watch this now, plain as day. If anybody listening at me right now don't know Jesus as your Savior, you think it's just you. The devil got you like that. The devil got you where you won't believe and don't want to believe. Can't nobody keep a man out of heaven except he don't want to go his own self.
Say that.
That's his holy name. We preach a little pretty gospel and hey, everything all right. No, everything not all right. The devil deceiving you. And preach like everything all right. You know it ain't all right. But get yourself straight with Jesus. Call your time. You don't know when your time is. You know when you're going to die. I don't know when I'm going to die. You don't know when you're going to die. You may be feeling good and fall dead. Bam. Feel your best. Bam. You ain't got to be sick to die. And some folks got to thank God, claim it, when I get down and can't move no more, give my life to Christ. Trying to make a fool out of God. How can you make a fool out of God? Don't know who God is. That's His holy name. God went out His way trying to save me. And my brother and sister, isn't that just good now? Satan, everybody say Satan. Satan wants us to think when a man dies, he stopped existing. It's a lie from hell. Man is a living soul. Man cannot stop living. When God made man, He made a what? Living soul. A living, living means keep on what? Living. A duck don't have living soul. Dog doesn't have living soul. But we have a what? Living soul. We in the image and the after of God. We after of God. A living what? Soul that keep on what? Living. You can't really stop existing. You better listen at me. You can never stop existing because God can't stop existing. We in His image and after His likeness. If Adam had living soul, man, you know what happened? We'd be murderers. Adam didn't have living soul. If the world, we'd be murderers. We'd be mud and chickens and ducks and things. See, we the only somebody in His what? Image of God.
That's right.
We have living souls. Keep on what? Living. That's right, sister, and ever. Ain't no stopping nowhere. We take Him too lightly. We take salvation too lightly. He's a living soul. And my brothers and sisters, this is why God sent His Son Jesus here. To give man another chance to save his soul from going to hell forever and ever and ever. Preacher don't even bring up hell no more in church. Hell is not covered up. It's still there. The lake of fire is still there. Take it lightly. And my brother and sister, people need to know what Jesus come in this world for. To save man from sin. To save man from what? Sin. Paul, look at Romans 3, 23 through 24. Folks need to know this stuff. We take church lightly. We take Jesus lightly. We take salvation lightly. Or that when you die, it's over. That's all I got to say now. Lord Almighty.
For all have sinned.
Listen to that now.
And come short of the glory of God.
Number one, see, all of have sinned. Jesus come to save us from what? Sin. But can nobody say, I've been good all my life? You call it God a lie. You all have what? Sinned. And come what? Short of the glory of God. We can't reach God because we all got what? Sin. We can't get next to God and say we together. Oh, you don't sin. If you came from Adam, you don't done sin. Everybody here didn't come from Adam? Raise your hand. Who didn't come from Adam? We want to see you. You can't raise your hand. So all human beings came from Adam.
All right. That's right.
Oh, we come short. You're going to come short because you're a sinner. When you came out your mother's womb, you was a little pretty little sinner. Because my mama said, oh, they ain't got to do with it. My dad, they ain't got nothing to do with it. You've got to stand for God yourself. Cute little pretty sinner. We love them little babies too, boys. Boy, we love them, you know. But what happens now, we don't tell our children about Jesus. Because a lot of them that had the children don't even know Jesus. That's the problem. Back in my day, you're going to get Jesus somewhere in your life, buddy. Mama don't tell you about Jesus, but in these last days, we don't need Jesus no more. That's his holy name. You do, Paul, read on.
No, sir. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
We being, that would make us justified freely by his what?
Grace.
In other words, you get on it.
Yeah.
You get on being, because I'm good enough to go to hell, that's all. See, you're missing, you came from Adam. When you came in the world, you already was a what? Sinner. God Almighty. But God redeemed us by his grace through Jesus Christ. Lord, have mercy. That's his holy name. He redeemed us. We don't pay Jesus too much attention now in these last and evil days. Romans 6 and 23, Paul.
For the wages of sin is death.
All right.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Notice sin pay off. They pay off by wages. What it is? Death. God Almighty, death. Nobody wants to die. But nobody wants to give their life to Jesus to live. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Watch this, watch this. Heaven is free.
Yes.
It's a gift from God.
Yes.
I gave you a boat. Can I say boat?
Yes.
Can I say ship?
Yes.
Can I say airplane?
Yes.
I gave you a way to travel.
Yes.
To heaven.
Yes.
For eternity, I gave you a gift.
Yes.
For eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He's the only one to see to a man going from where he come from.
Yeah.
Man didn't come from here. He came from heaven.
Yeah.
His body came from here, but his soul came out of heaven.
Yeah.
And the only way to get back, you got to go through Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, y'all didn't get me. I don't feel y'all. I feel somebody missing me for what I'm trying to say.
All right.
Let me start over. God made this earth. He ain't patched it up. He made it. He spoke. He come into this. Put everything he wanted. But the devil messed man up. God wanted to kill him. But God had mercy on him. Pit on him. He got his own son. He had a war. Ain't got no twins or nothing. He ain't got but one son. His name is Jesus. I'm going to send my son down there to help them. Because they come from heaven. They don't know where they come from. I told them where they come from. But the only way to get back up here, I'm going to send my son down there. And the son volunteered to go. And the son went down and died for our sin. Jesus didn't die for his own sin. He didn't have no sin. If he had any sin, wouldn't nobody be able to help us? It had to be somebody without sin. That's because you can find nobody on this earth. That's because you had to get somebody from heaven who never sinned. I know it knocks us off our feet. I can get to one day, but we can't understand how he done that himself. God Almighty. How one somebody can die for our sin. It had to be somebody perfect. Somebody never seen, never seen. God, and he sent his only son down here to die for our sin. And man take Jesus so lightly. They take salvation so lightly. One reason a lot of preachers don't say nothing about hell no more. It's still there. I'm telling you now, it's still there. If you don't believe hell, you might as well not believe God.
That's right.
I'm going to say it again. Come on, get no amen. I said, if you don't believe hell, you might as well forget God. So if you ain't going to believe nothing else in the Bible. And devil have to rattle through the Bible and say, I don't believe that. I believe this. I don't believe that. I believe this. You might as well put the Bible down. If you don't believe the Bible, you might as well put it down. Don't pick out what you want to pick out. It don't work like that with God. It doesn't work like that with God. Man messed up and Jesus come now to fix them back together. Bless your soul in there. All of us have sinned. I've been a good little fellow all my life. I ain't never stole nothing. I don't do this. I don't do that. Lord, just look at him. I stole the thing. Somebody ought to tell him something. Don't realize he came from Adam.
Yeah.
Adam messed up. See, we came from Adam. All of us messed up. That means God had to get something perfect in heaven. Somebody like Jesus, his son. Oh, bless his holy name. Paul, look at 2 Corinthians for me, 5 and 21. God Almighty.
For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin.
God Almighty.
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Call him. See how important he is?
Yes,
you see how important Jesus is? We take the cross so lightly. He wasn't hanging out there for himself. He was hanging on that cross for us.
Yeah, right, right.
The Bible said he had no sin. He was made our sin. Who knew no sin. That we might be made righteousness from God in him. Without him, you ain't got no life. We made righteous because of what he done. When you come out your mother's womb, you weren't righteous. Because you came from your mama. You came from your daddy. And Sister May, look, guess what? You may not see no righteous in me, but I am righteous. I'm not supposed to see. My Father is righteous. I've got his seed in me. And if I do mess up, I can say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I'm still righteous. Fire ever walk, I've been born again.
That's
it, Jesse Ben. You got four children, ain't you? Bless your heart. All them bands, ain't you? Oh, boy, you're supposed to be okay. You ain't talking about my sister now, you should, boy. They are bands. I don't care why they go there, what?
Bands.
I don't care where I go, I'm a child of God.
Yes.
I don't care where you go, you're a child of God. Why, Reverend Walker, I got the seed in me. The seed in Jesse. Make them Jesse children. The seed, not the mama, but what? The seed. All right, Jesus Christ is our elder brother. He's my brother. We came from the same father. That's what makes me righteous. I'm on my way to hell. You're on your way to hell. I might be that wrong, but I can go to my father and tell my father, forgive me. He will forgive you. He don't take his salvation from me. If he got to whip me, he'll whip me back home. That prodigal son, look where he come from. But he left home. God, can I say it like this? God sent the hounds at him. God's got some hounds. And when the hounds get by, they'll track you down. And when they track that prodigal son down, he started getting messed up, looking bad. He didn't leave home looking like that. When the devil gets through with you, you'll be wrangling, nasty, and stinking. But when God touched you, that old prodigal son said, I believe I'd go back home. I thought it was Florida out here. It's hell out here. See, God will run his children down. He'll send you back home. You may leave home like this, but you may come back like this. But you'll get back home. And when you get back home, your father, tell it, boy. When you get back home, the daughter ain't gonna slap you side the head. He know he sent the hound at you. He's glad to see you. Hawking. You my boy. You my child. I got the seed of God on the inside of me. I may look like Jesus, but brother, I am a Jesus. I'm a little Jesus. You a little Jesus. I'm a child of God. We take him too lightly. We take him too lightly. Why you stopped off at four? Why you stopped off?
I can see.
Paul, look at 2 Corinthians 5 and 21 there. Paul done read that. All right, Paul done look at 1 John 3 and 8. He don't forget. He don't got excited. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Watch this.
He that committed sin.
Listen.
Is of the devil.
God Almighty.
For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Who sinned? What God trying to tell us here, friend? Who sinned and loved the sin, brag on sin? The devil got him in his hand and don't move. Love it, boy. Enjoy it. A child of God ought not to enjoy sin. It ought to bother a child of God. Not that you're perfect, but it ought to bother you when you're just sinning. But see, if you keep on sinning, you never just not been born again. Something ought to bother you somewhere. God Almighty. God manifests some in us to destroy the work of the devil. The devil be controlling folks' life. They don't even see it. You think it's you, but the devil controlling your life. Because you don't stand to strip you. Don't believe nothing but what you want to believe. And yeah, how the devil controls a lot of folks because they don't read the Bible. They read, pick out what they want to read. You'll read some stuff but tell you how to get closer to Jesus Christ. God Almighty. Yeah. Destroy the word. That's what Jesus come here for. To destroy the word of the devil. Well, who's doing the devil work? We. We. Dogs ain't doing the devil work, in a sense.
Right.
The devil don't have a little soul. Yeah. But mankind, God didn't die for dogs. He didn't die for cats, chickens, and things. If that's the case, we all murders. We eat up chickens and hogs and things. So he didn't die for, human beings. The one that made in his image and after his likeness. I'm going to make folk hot, but get hot. But you know. But now they ain't done got so in a piss now. In a sense now, folks, they worship cats and dogs and hogs and everything now. They worship everything. Everything come before God now. They love their dogs and cats and things, chickens, whatever they got, more than they love their own folks. Don't throw no brick at me. We got it crossed all up. Ain't nothing but a dog, ain't nothing but a cat. Destroy. That he might destroy the work of the... That's what Jesus come here for, to stop us from doing wrong. And when you lie to do it, you're not, you don't know Jesus, big as that. God said, who I love, I'm going to chase him. Never, you know, you'll never get chased. The dog never stop you. Just about you better find yourself some Jesus. Because God said, I chase those who I love. You can, you sin all your, every day, sinning. That's your thing, just sinning. And God never stopped you. Those who I love, I'm going to stop them. Some kind of way. Lord Almighty. That's His holy name. Yeah. And my brother and sister, I'm just about through now. My brother and sister, Jesus come to destroy the devil works and all of his angels with him. He's going to come to do that. And if some of us, oh, I don't make some preachers mad now. I mean it. This is my last thought. Everybody says some of us. If some of us preachers, pastors, will stop trying to show so much of ourselves. It ain't showing Jesus. You need to come out the pulpit. We trying to point folks to us. Stop trying to show us. Stop what we know and all that kind. Got us. Show Jesus Christ. We want folks to love us, but don't love Jesus. Catching up the gospel. Don't want to make nobody mad. Make them mad and make it saved. When you come about the gospel, I don't want a preacher come about the gospel with me.
All right.
Go ahead, Pastor. My soul is at stake.
Yeah.
When we're claiming folks' soul, you think God won't let you get away with it? No. The preacher stop trying to show themselves and talk about Jesus, folks will get saved. Preacher, now I can get them pull up in and preach 40 minutes and break up Jesus' name.
I don't do it.
Talk about Jesus. Talk about everything but Jesus. Got folks standing up. I ain't called Jesus' name yet. Trying to show them ain't showing no Jesus. Get your ugly self out of Jesus' way so folks can get saved. I don't find out more Jesus. Jesus don't play with nobody.
Right.
I promise y'all. Boy, you better be scared of Jesus. I'm just playing old scared of Jesus,
all right,
in a sense.
All right.
I don't find Jesus doesn't play.
Yes, sir.
Last encounter I had with him a few months ago. I done told you about 100 times. I've been preaching a long time, but boy, God doesn't play with folks.
No, he don't.
I told y'all I've been trying to change this series. I'm telling you again, you might well get rid of it. Change this series. I'm in my pastor's stand at home trying to come on, meditate. That meditate time, you know how it is. Preaching, getting meditating. Boy, I heard a voice from the depths of my heart. God wasn't playing, buddy. Now, he wasn't playing. I heard it, and something got me around the neck. And hit me in the top of my head. God knows I'm not lying. Boy, I heard Jesus said these words, preach what I said preach, and not what folk want to hear. Preach what I said preach, and not what folk want to hear. He said it three times. Who want to hear the full truth of God. Get our ugly self out of Jesus' way and tell the full truth. That's our job as preachers. Not trying to hold nobody. God will take you all in. You just do what I said. So lost. Trying to show what we got, how we can say it, how smart we are, what we got, all that kind of junking. That's not Jesus preaching.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Mm-mm. We want folk to preach a clowning. Didn't he preach? What did he say? I forgot what he said, but he preached. The devil preached. He said just what you want to hear. Just what you want to hear. If that's the case, you'll spoil your child.
All right.
Give him everything he asked for. My time out. If God let me live, I'll be back next Sunday. Yes. God ain't nothing to play with y'all. I promise you. I'm not bragging. I never played with folks so. Yep, long as I've been preaching, I ain't gonna play with your soul. Not Reverend Walker. A soul is important to Jesus.
Amen.
You can lead a soul to hell, preachers.
Yeah.
I said, you can lead a soul to hell. Stand with their soul. Tell folks the truth. Can't make folks love you. You tell them the truth. God takes you that part. You just tell them the truth. He loves everybody. But he wants you to love him. By giving your life if you lost. You ought to give your life to him. Because you got to meet him now. You got to meet him. Ain't nobody going to go to hell until Reverend Walker send you there. And I'll be around when When God talked to all of us, it'd be like that. I don't know how you got it fixed. Somebody, yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Oh, let me walk in and tell us. I said, you're lying. You know what Gabriel going to say? Gabriel said, hush, I know it. Jesus come to save folks. Remember that. He come to save the lost. Why folks be... Look at what Jesus went through with. I ain't never through the mess. What Jesus went through with, why we play with our own soul? We take it lightly. Sometimes folks say, well, I ain't going to join that church. I don't want to go out there. Well, get saved. Go where you want to go. I tell you, get saved. If God leads you somewhere, go somewhere. There ain't no problem with that. I just want you saved. God wants you saved. But why are you ashamed to give your life to Jesus? Why? Why are you ashamed? I don't want everybody to know what. Hold on, man. Look how simple God has salvation. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in the heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. The word, everybody says saved.
Saved.
Well, against saving is lost. You must be lost. If you're not saved, you're what?
Lost.
When you're lost, where you go?
Hell.
You tell me you want to go to hell? That's where you'll go. That's not don't matter. It's just the truth. That means the preacher trying to get folks what? Saved.
Mama.
Just simply believe in Jesus Christ. Preached the funeral yesterday. That little baby, I don't know how old she was, maybe 8, 9 years old. She come gave her life to Jesus. Yesterday, little baby. We got her stop arresting. We got down there. She confessed that Jesus Christ is the Son. In a few. I opened the door of the church at few. So many folks never come to the local church. They always be at a few. My uncle, my auntie, my kinfolk, all they ain't gonna miss no few. But you ought to share something about Jesus before they leave. If you're not saved, get yourself saved.
Yes.
Drop your pride.
Yes.
God Almighty.
Yes.
If you want to get down to hell now, I'll be frank, ain't no way out of there. You can let folks mess you up and go, the Bible teaches that. The Bible teaches that. No way out.
All right.
Jesus is out of all the way from missing hell. Jesus is.
Amen.
That was all stand. Anybody want to give your life to Christ? Will you come now? Anybody want to come be a part of this fellowship? Our Christian experience, you may come. But don't leave out here lost. You don't have to be a member of this church. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. Will there be one? Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ? You may come now. And confess his name. Anybody want to come by Christian experience, you may come. You want to be a part of this membership, you may come. And give your life to Christ. Or just come because I'm already saved. Will there be one? Another one? Will there be another one? Will there be another one?
Yeah.
Doctor, 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 nobody but will have your nose. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Nobody but will have your nose. He's waiting on somebody else. Oh, lawyer. Oh, my Lord. Oh, lawyer, lawyer, lawyer. Nobody but
Jesus.
Nobody but
Jesus.
Nobody but
Jesus.
May God bless you.
Pastor Walker, we have two candidates for baptism.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus.